Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. Welcome to another episode of Smart Finance 360, Your Mortgage and More. Today, we're going to talk about the basics in escrow title insurance. So this is going to be someone, if you're looking to buy a house or sell a home, you want to learn about what title insurance is. So we have a great guest today. We got Lisa Cruz. She's an escrow agent. Do we call you an escrow agent, a title agent? What's the best way to call it to not confuse the
audience? Most of the time, it's just escrow officer.
Escrow officer. So Lisa, you've been doing this a while, so you've seen every scenario under the sun. So that's why I wanted to have you on this podcast, because experience matters in these types of things, and people that may be listening want to learn about the different, you know, options they have when they're selling and buying a house. And an option that they must have is title insurance.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the basics. If someone is just first either selling a house or buying a house, what is title insurance? And let's just start from there.
That is a great question. And I do want to say it's not something that just your escrow or your real estate agent or loan officer can advise you. You know, knowing me just as a person, I do a lot of family, friends, neighbors, because they know who I am and what I do. So I have a lot of independent business from that, because Utah is amazing and they let you pick your title company.
Yes, which I think is great.
I think
it's a good option, just because there's a lot of good title companies here. And the licensing it's not easy. Like, these people are licensed. They're good at their jobs. You have to be licensed with the state of Utah. I do enjoy that people have optionality here in Utah. So that is great.
I do too. And so title insurance in its most basic form is me being the neutral third party between you, the escrow officer, and your real estate agent, as you guys are making contracts and having instructions. I'm kind of like the eagle eye, where I go through and dot all the I's and cross all the T's. I make sure all the math matches up, and any money we said we got, we got. And we got it from the right place. So that's one of the elements that title insurance covers, is fraud and the insurance of money.
That's really good that they for sure cover fraud and the insurance of money, protecting everyone in the transaction. Tell me a little bit about some of the important policies that you have. So in Utah, there's something called an owner's policy, and then there's a lender's policy. And in other states, sometimes those are split between the seller and buyer, but Utah might be a little different. And people really, especially if you're selling your house without a real estate agent, usually a real estate agent will educate you this, or a loan officer will. But a lot of people are doing FSBOs, which is for sale by owners, don't understand this. So tell us the difference between the owner's policy and the lender's title policy insurance. Those are the bulk fees or policies and title.
So both title products insure both the buyer and the seller. So even, some people say, oh, this one just protects this person and this one just protects this person. There are protections for both in each situation. And that's super important, because the biggest claim against your title insurance is always going to be clerical errors. And that can domino into a huge situation. For example, like a title company that makes an error on a special power of attorney, which gives another person authority to sign on your behalf. They spelled my name wrong because you were going to sign for me. Well, now that power of attorney isn't effective. So the deed that you then signed as me with my name spelled incorrectly now never transferred title. So I still own the property as myself, even though you intended to transfer it to another person.
Gotcha.
So those clerical errors are important and have dramatic effect. So then with me as the seller, it still protects me going forward, saying my intention was to sell. But it also protects that buyer, because their intention was to purchase, you know, and that is super important when you're thinking about Utah is just the most fabulous state when it comes to title, because we're a race to record state. So what that means is you have a judgment for a property and I have a judgment for a property. if I get to the courthouse before you do, my judgment is what's in called first position. So if the owner of that goes to foreclosure and money only goes so far, right? So if they run out of money by the time it comes to pay judgments, I would be first in line, you would be second.
Interesting.
And so all of that stuff is important when it's down to the millisecond of recording, which is super cool that we get to do electronically now. Back in the day, it was a long line of the county recorder.
Speed solves with technology and electronics.
Yeah. We're grateful for all of that. So
that kind of explains a little bit the owner's policy, correct? Mm-hmm. So some of the owner policy covers is kind of any past liens, anything in the past that needs to be corrected and fixed.
And that's also why you only pay for an owner's policy once, because you're just insuring the past.
So you're just insuring the past on that piece. Now, tell us a little bit about when you're buying a home, because usually the seller in Utah most of the time pays for that owner policy. The buyer has what's called a lender's policy, they call it, or they call it lender's title insurance. That's the biggest bulk policy that they pay for. Tell us a little bit about that when you're buying a house, what that policy does.
So it actually encompasses a lot of things. So it will protect me in saying that I followed your instructions and that I did everything according to your
protects
standards.
The escrow officer and the lender,
mm-hmm.
that piece.
Mm-hmm.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong, this is your expertise,
yes.
But it also it helps, protect the lenders just in case the client, the buyer defaults on the loan as well.
It is absolutely correct. Also against like fraudulent names or identities, or a huge thing is wire fraud right now. That can protect the lender. Money going to the wrong place. We used to call that couching a unicorn.
It still happens, by the way.
It does. Be so careful.
Yeah.
Having that said, it's important that the three of us, meaning your agent, you, the lender, and me, become a team during this transaction.
Yes.
So that we get introduced to, your clients, the buyers or the sellers, at the very beginning of the process. So they feel safe calling me and I feel safe calling them.
Yes.
So that any question comes up during the time, because email hacking is so huge right now. And anytime hackers see stuff about transferring mortgages or asking for a payoff or all of those kind of trigger words, having a safe person to call, physically call and say, I know your voice, Lisa, even with AI, all of that stuff, you can still do.
Don't look forward to that kind of stuff. AI hacking. We'll see.
But title insurance is already being proactive about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's important to work with a title company that has a secure website that you can upload your information to, that I can send you information that has sensitive information.
Yes.
On, that's part of our insurance to you.
It's huge. A lot of people don't understand when you are buying a house, there ends up being multiple players involved that are pertaining to your specific scenario. So we can have a long list and I can kind of start from the top. Let's say you talk to your real estate agent and your real estate agent introduces you to the loan officer, and the loan officer or the real estate agent introduces you to the title agency company that's going to work with you. You want to get homeowner insurance, which we'll talk here later in this podcast.
Yes.
You have to have a home insurance agent that is licensed that. A loan officer doesn't just do your entire loans. Some brokers may do stuff from A to Z, but typically we have processors. But if it is a broker, they're going to have to use an underwriter. That underwriter needs licensing. There's closers that need licensing. Your loan needs to be packaged, and it needs to make sure that you're going to have payments on time, and there's a portal for you to make those payments.
Yes.
There's so many people involved in the transaction, so having the top people at the top communicate that, whether it be the real estate agent, the loan officer, and the title agent, it's very important that we educate and teach about that. But you as a consumer should know that you have a lot of people involved in this transaction. It's not just going to be one or two people. It's going to probably be up to 10 to 15 different people. We've got to make sure it's communicated that it's the right people there. So before I dive in kind of the difference between an escrow agent and maybe your escrow, which is your title and insurance, because those are separate, let's first educate the different sections when you're getting a loan. So when you're getting a loan, you're going to get something called a loan estimate. Now, the loan estimate is going to have the interest rate that you're going to try to get that comes, you know, and interest rates is going to be different for everyone. Everyone thinks it's the same?
No.
No, it's correlated to how much you put down, the program you use.
The billboard on the freeway said it was
the billboard said 6.5. No, it's not that. Depends.
Right.
So if you have a good credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, you know, you have a great credit score and you're getting a loan estimate. Another thing that's a huge myth that people don't understand is all those fees on that loan estimate is not just the loan officer's fees or just the title agent's fees. They're all the fees and combined. Now, the title agent is there to make sure that everything's balanced and they're going to explain those fees to you so you understand them. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the loan officer's fees or the title fees. So typically in a transaction, box A is going to have everything that's pretty much dialed in pertaining to the lender. Some will be in box B. And when I say box, in the loan estimate, it's going to have A, B, C, D, E, F, H. I think it goes all the way to J, sometimes K.
Yes.
In that loan estimate of sections. So, but with your lender, the myth is people think A through K is all the lender. That is incorrect here. So usually with a lender, it's mostly A, and box A consists of processing fees. Sometimes they have underwriting fees, admin, or loan origination fees. There's different fees involved, and they'll vary depending
on... Every lender calls it different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when people say, and we were joking about this, that every lender is the same, I kind of wish that was the case, because then I could just vibe well with the right real estate agents, the right title people, and they're like, I like working with Kyle. Everyone's the same. No, unfortunately, there are different deals and packages throughout different banks, credit unions, brokers, retail lenders, wholesale lenders. There's a lot of options, which that could be another podcast we could do, is the options of lenders. But box A typically is with those, you know, in that section with those banks. Everything through box B, C, D, E, and F vary as well. And title fees are typically in, you know, I would say box C and D, correct?
Correct.
And that's when we talked about the lender title policy. There's other things in there that, you know,
like recording.
You have recording fees because they got to record on your loan, make sure it's secure, that it does record, all these other, the wiring instructions. Mm-hmm. It's important here. But a myth that people don't understand is we get to the sections where they talk about insurance and your escrow, and that has nothing to do with either title or mortgages. But they're necessary to have a mortgage at time. So let's talk about that, kind of the difference between title and escrow.
Yes.
A little bit about that.
So in your loan packages, there is a document that's called escrow and impounds. And impounds sounds scary. Like, what are you
kind
having?
Of. Yeah, like get your car impounded or something.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I love to have first-time homebuyers there and teach them about their payment, because the most important thing to them when they're getting, I mean, we go through 100 pages during that closing, and the thing that they remember or think about the most is the payment. How much do I have to pay every month? You know, and it's important to me that I tell them, hey, this can change. There's a few things on your loan that are set in stone. Nobody ever can ever change them ever again. Mm-hmm. But the payment isn't part of that. And the reason is because of these escrows.
Yes.
Okay, so the escrows are a portion of your payment that covers the property taxes and the insurance of your home insurance. Mm-hmm. So that's not the insurance that I give, which is the title insurance. And an unfortunate story I have about that is actually an elder lady was buying a condo, and condos come with HOAs. Mm-hmm. And HOAs cover what's called walls out. So that is roofing, shingles, those kinds of things. Well, walls in is electrical, your property,
plumbing,
you know, those kinds of things. And it was not advised to her to get this
walls in policy.
So she was making toast and her toaster caught on fire, and she had a fire in her kitchen, and she called me and was like, Lisa, how do I get this activated? And I was like, oh no, I felt so bad for her. Because I had to explain that the insurance that I provided did not cover her fire. And so I try to always explain, even if you get a condo, get something tacked on. I mean, if you have a car, who doesn't have a car these days? It's like $6 a month, $8 a month to add that policy on. And of course, you are talking to an insurance agent, so I'm always going to advocate for the insurance. Yeah. It's, you don't need it till you don't have it.
Yeah, and understand the difference between, yes, the lender title policy is so different from the homeowner insurance policy, which is your escrow. Now, how your escrow works is you can pay it up front with the lender. Some lenders require it, some don't. If you don't pay it up front, then you have to just be conscious that you have to pay for outside. And at the end of the year with taxes, you're going to get a bill in the mail saying all this is due and due at this certain date.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have escrow in your mortgage, which you attach it, that means up front you kind of pay for majority of that homeowner insurance premium. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to pay monthly every single month with that lender. But what's cool at the end of the year is your title, or not your title, sorry, your homeowner insurance is taken care of. And then you get a bill in the mail saying it's being paid. So you have to worry about paying your taxes. Now, how you said, and I like that you said your payment changes. The reason your payment changes, now, if you're on a 30-year fixed mortgage, yes, principal and interest, set. You're good. Don't worry about that.
Correct.
But taxes change every year. Your county taxes change every year. I got it in the bill last year in Davis County that it's gonna be a little higher. So here's my new payment. Homeowner insurance changes all the time. Your personal homeowner insurance changes. You have a claim on your house. Maybe you get in a car crash. Heaven forbid that happens, but it's going to change. That may affect your policy towards your homeowner insurance. So people need to understand the difference between title insurance, which usually protects the past. If not, yeah, not usually. That's definite. It protects the past.
Yes.
Homeowner insurance protects the future, but it has nothing to do with liens, stuff like that. It's if hazard things happen.
Right.
So people need to understand when you're collecting for escrow on your house when you're purchasing, that is a part of what you have your cost with your cash to close, but those are separate things that aren't fees a part of the mortgage. They're just things that you need to be educated about when you close. So you got your lender fees. Go ahead. I was gonna say you have your lender fees, your title fees, and then you have your escrow, which is your prepaid interest, because you know interest never sleeps. You close on the 15th of the month, you got 15 more days to close on that mortgage, and mortgages are paid in arrears, so you're going to pay. That means you're going to pay up front a month before. So yeah, your lender fees, your title fees, and then you're going to be dealing with escrow, which is title insurance. And then there's other miscellaneous stuff. We'll have another podcast, but that said, it's just people need to be educated and understand the difference between
them. And they need to know that they're not bound. You know, there are lots of things as a new homeowner that they can help control. I don't know if control is the right word, but advocate.
I'd say advocate, but I also think, you know, protect would be a better word. But yeah.
So on your property taxes, this is the important time to, at the city level, get involved and vote, because upgrades to schools, upgrades to libraries, upgrades to, you know, your community. And although it sounds great, you got to know that you, the taxpayer, those property taxes are coming from you and your payment now. So, you know, there's lots of rallying that you can do to come up with money besides adding that to your taxes. Be an advocate for that.
Yeah.
You know, another thing I try to educate my borrowers on when they're getting a loan through or closing that loan through me, anytime they can change their insurance. So, right, they have the big underwriters for homeowners insurance, Allstate, State Farm, Geico, Progressive, all of those companies. You can change that at any time. And any good agent is going to say, hey, I'm going to call your mortgage company for you. And I tell them, smile at them, say thank you, run home and call your mortgage company yourself.
Yes, it's important to call the mortgage company. A lot of times for us too, if you're escrow and you do change, you don't tell us, we know pretty dang quick. It's notified almost immediately and we can help redirect you to get that back in your escrow. But yes, that is excellent. I love that you said that, Lisa. Any other tips you think you have for maybe business professionals like real estate agents, loan officers, or anything that can help people know and understand a little bit more about title insurance and how important it is in this required part of this transaction?
Yeah, I would say for sure, make sure that you're doing an introduction email. A lot of TCs, transaction coordinators, they will do that automatically and they're fabulous. But if you're not working with a TC, make that even an email template for you where you load that information in on every transaction so everybody knows everybody. Because Utah is a rare state that lets a buyer close at one title company and a seller close at another title company. And actually, that can be a huge benefit as well, because then there's two policies on that property.
Interesting.
And so that can get pretty cool, too, when you think about the history of things being covered. You're a broker. Well, I'm also an insurance broker. So I work with the top underwriters in insurance. That
title side.
On the title side. So if there's a problem with one of my underwriters, I have additional choices to get this deal to the finish line.
I'm a big advocate of that. I like having more options. I like flexibility. I like seeing other sets of eyes on it. Like if one underwriter disagrees, well, I'm going to see what this other underwriter says. And this other underwriter might have a lot more experience. And so it's good to not just be pigeonholed to one option. So that's really great for the consumer. I'm always for that. More options means better for the consumer.
And we've already talked about there's more than one type of transaction. So having those choices and that experience is important when our industry fluctuates so much.
Yeah. Saying that, what types of transactions have to use a title insurance company? Is it just real estate or are there commercial? What are other transactions that people that may be listening to learn about that they'll have to get in touch with the title company?
Yeah. So definitely traditional financing, right? Your commercial deals, those are super awesome. And getting into the history of that is really cool. But then private money, they can also be insured with title. You said for sale by owners, that is a great choice because then I can advocate for them with things they don't know. So they didn't hire that professional real estate agent to help them. And although I can't act like one, I could suggest like, hey, do you want to talk to my friend that knows this arena? You know,
Those are very difficult transactions because on a for sale by owner, like I legally can't give them because a lot of times they don't know where to start with the contract and they call me, hey, Kyle, give me a contract. And I'm like, I'm not licensed to do that. Now, fortunately, I have good real estate agents that are they're happy to do pro bono stuff or, you know, they can provide the documentation, but it does get very confusing for a consumer when usually the professionals have different roles in the transaction and they don't understand that we have just our very set roles of what we do. Like you can't lock in a mortgage rate, just like I can't go over terms on random disclosures on their escrow documents and then have them sign under my consent. Now I can go over them with them beforehand, but they ain't signing physically, because I don't have an escrow officer or even a notary license. I don't have any of those. So it's like there's different things that people don't understand, but it's important to work with the right professionals so you can feel secure. And there's so many great professionals in Utah. It's actually annoying at times because I wish I was the only great professional, right? Monopolize the whole world. But I would say I'm one of the top and you're one of the top as well. So that is good. But how can we get a hold of you? On it, whether it be social media or online, if someone wants to buy or sell a house and get title insurance.
It's super easy. I'm on Instagram as escrow.lisa. I try to do Learning with Lisa videos on Fridays.
Yes.
So that is something super fun that my title geek comes out.
We'll be able to add a ton of stuff here. Clips here on that. So
I love that. And my email's just lisa@gttitle.net.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Lisa. This is a really good episode for someone who wants to learn about the basics of title insurance.
Thank you.